Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things that will help you there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. However you like to learn, however you like to receive your information, we do everything we can. We're working on telepathically. We haven't got that quite worked out yet. But, you know, an osmosis. We got an osmosis project working too. But right now, if you can read, if you can hear, if you can watch, we've got something to cover every topic under the Small Business Sun there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. We're celebrating her 15th anniversary. Barbara, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a great job to be here for 15 years.
Well, you are too. Thank you for being part of our world for 15 years. Do you remember when we first met? Do you remember those early days?
Actually, I do.
Who's this crazy guy doing a small business show? It'll never last. We're glad you're here. Barbara, folks, is one of the world's experts on small business taxes. She literally wrote the book on it. J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2013 is out, but also 12 is probably out there somewhere if you're trying to figure out.
13 is for the 2012.
Oh, it is. 13, that's right.
That's the book you need now.
Okay, that's the one for filing your 12 taxes.
Exactly.
And planning for 13. Okay, good. Now, talk to us about, we talked in the previous segment about filing an extension, but part of the extension process is also filing your estimated taxes, isn't it?
Well, the point is that April 15th is not only the deadline for filing your 2012 income tax return,
right,
but it's also the date that you have to pay your first installment of estimated tax for 2013.
Right.
And what that means is you have to take into account all of the new rules that go into effect this year that will impact your taxes. And the two that I have in mind are the, I could go through dozens of new rules to think about, but the two that I have in mind are the additional Medicare taxes on high-income taxpayers. And when we say high income, we don't mean that high. It's high, but it's not that high.
Right. So these are new things. There's a bunch of things that's really complicating the estimating process right now, right?
Exactly. Because they're Medicare taxes, but you have to pay it with your estimated income taxes, and there's no withholding to deal with it otherwise, unless you want to have more income tax withheld.
And what part of the QuickBooks program is that in?
Well, it's not in your QuickBooks program.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You got to deal with it.
Yeah,
and your tax advisor.
Mm-hmm. This is where people do need to help, don't they? They need somebody to help them with this.
Well, I think so. And look, let's face it, most small business owners do use paid professionals.
I don't even want to think about doing my own taxes. I wouldn't. If you told me I had to do my own taxes, I'd close my business. I can't. I hate it. I hate doing taxes. And God bless the people who want to do it, because I don't. So anyway, what else is, as far as the estimating, what are the other issues that to deal with?
Well, again, we're talking about this additional Medicare tax on your earnings. So it's you have to project what your net income is going to be from a self-employed.
This is brand new, right?
This was part of Obamacare.
Obamacare, because
to help pay for Obamacare.
Because prior to this
year in 2013.
Prior to this, after 66, I guess it is, you could earn all you wanted to without paying taxes on. Without paying taxes, you could earn all you wanted to, and without having to have your Social Security reduced, right?
Well, that hasn't changed. This is separate from the impact on your benefits.
But if you're working past
that time, you're going to be paying Medicare taxes.
That's my point. This is
Medicare.
A new tax on doing well after your retirement.
No, it's a new tax on doing well at any time.
Okay.
This is for any age, anybody who's working, whether you get wages.
The Medicare. I guess I didn't realize. The Medicare tax is for everybody.
Everybody who works, whether you have a, whether you work at a job,
just for people who are on Medicare.
You have a corporation and you get wages,
right.
Salary, or you
This is not just for people who are on Medicare.
No. No, this is to pay for.
Congratulations, folks. Welcome to the world of Obamacare.
Yeah. And that's what I think we have to kind of wake up and
well, why doesn't the Senate throw that into their repeal of the medical equipment tax thing that they're trying to repeal now?
Considering that the small business exchanges have now been postponed for at least a year. Things are the walls are starting to the walls
this
of house, Jericho are coming.
The
down.
House of Cards.
Yes,
is collapsed. The Obamacare House of Cards is collapsing right now, Barbara. And as you say, I mean, look at all the things that have collapsed before this year. This thing was never ever put together by people who know how to do anything. How to build anything and run it, let alone taking over 1/6 of the U.S. economy.
Exactly. Now they want to hire thousands of people called healthcare
navigators,
and pay them $48,000 when the brightest attorneys who get $1,000 an hour can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So, folks, welcome. I'm serious. I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but I'm just telling you the truth. Welcome to the world of the unfolding and emerging Obamacare. And we'll see how that goes. Tintil, right back with Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com, by the way, is her website. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.